The cameras caught you pretty demonstrative on the sideline after the last pass. The obvious assumption was that you were open on that play. So to describe what that play was, what happened on that play.
The last play to Crabtree?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think I was open. Right. No, I just...
Or just frustration over the outcome?
Yeah, I mean, it was just tough. It was just, sure. Just frustrating. Wasn't really upset with anyone. Wasn't upset with Kathy or Crabtree. I was just frustrated myself just because, you know, I knew in that pass and that interception that they had gotten, things wasn't going our way.
Do you think you were covered pretty good by your defense?
I think they did a great job. As far as their coverage and just everything, you know, defensively, they did a tremendous job. They played good football. I think we played great as well. We kept fighting. We stayed in there. We didn't give up. And it was a battle. And that's one thing I can applaud these guys on is just their fight. They continue to fight no matter what. They don't give up.
Talk about the team's championship window, Vern. Where would you guys say you are? Are you in the middle? Are you toward the end? You still at the beginning? It can shut pretty quickly. You know?
Oh, yeah, it can. You talking about as a team?
Yeah.
You know what? I think we have the same team that we had last year, you know, playing against the Baltimore Ravens. We have the same team, but like I said before, we have to keep these guys together. And you run into problems when guys leave and they can't afford most of the guys. You run into a lot of problems. But I think if we can keep everybody together, majority of the guys that we have here now, we'll have a good shot making it again.
Can you turn in a rivalry between your team and the Seahawks?
You know what? They're a good team. We're a good team. Anytime you have two good teams that that's playing in the same conference, everyone tries to make something out of it. I don't really see it as a rivalry. You know, I just see it as two good teams just going after it, getting after it, and just putting up a good fight.
Bernie, there's a lot of attention, obviously, to Sherman's comments after the game. What did you think of what he said?
Say that again.
Of Sherman's comments after the game, there was obviously a lot of attention to that. What did you think of
it? Is that the thing that he said about Michael?
Yeah.
Patrick? He talks a lot. He talks a lot. Sometimes you just need to shut your mouth. You know, you got the win. Be humble, be gracious, and just accept it. Yeah, you don't need to talk. I mean, we seen you made a good play. There's no need for you to talk about Crabtree. I mean, he's just a guy. He just talks a lot. But I mean, congratulations to them. They made it. I don't have anything negative to say about them. Maybe he can learn from other people around the league that knows how to be a true gentleman and a good this shows good sportsmanship. A lot of people can get back and say that the officials were on their side. Maybe they were. Maybe they wasn't. But we will never know. We will never know. Sometimes we have games where the officials are favoring, you know, the opposing team. Sometimes they're on our side. You just never know. It's kind of, you know, it's a tight window to really figure it out.
You talked about the emotions of it. How much is that magnified when you see guys like Mike and Navarro go down, and the guys who are such key parts of this team, and not just little injuries, and those are...
Anytime you have guys that go down, especially those guys who just add value to your team, it's pretty upsetting to see that, and it's hard to manage because those guys add so much, and for them to leave out and not be able to contribute, it can really affect the team in so many different ways because sometimes our game plan revolves around certain players like Mikey Potty and Navarro. So for them to go out and not be able to contribute is it's tough.
Brennan, what kind of things do you do to sort of stay strong mentally and so you don't get that joy stolen from you? That's a great way to...
As far as losing?
Yeah.
Just making it this far and losing?
Yeah, and just not get that defeated attitude. You know?
You just have to stay positive. That's just how life works. You know, sometimes we all go through things, adversity, situations in our lives where, you know, everything's just not going the way we want it to go. But you have to keep a positive mindset in order to move forward in life. So football is the same way. You know, you have to keep that joy and that excitement about the future. Because if you don't, I mean, you'll just end up miserable.
Last one, guys.
You were able to get so many touchdowns this season. And I'm just, you know, a lot more than last year, obviously. So what did that mean to you to have put up those kind of numbers and seem like every week you were getting in the end zone? And what does that mean going forward for you?
It tells me that I don't know. Hopefully I can continue to do it. You know, if the ball, you know, if my number's called and I get the opportunity, that's fine. But the way I see it is that, you know, me being here is it's all about me contributing to this team. You know, it's not about me. You know, whatever I can do to help this team out, I'm willing. You know, I'm willing. So it's just an honor to be here and be able to just fit in with these guys, because it means a lot to me. So, you know, whatever they ask me to do, I'll do it with passion, and that's what it's all about.